The Roxy Theatre is an even older part of the Fay family of theatres. It was opened in 1936 and enjoyed success, just like the Rendon Theatre, throughout the 1940s and 1950s. Owner Irwin Fay remembered Gone with the Wind and 30 Seconds Over Tokyo as two of the most popular films ever shown at the theatre. Although the theatres are right next to each other, the Rendon Theatre generally played more adult films, not X-rated, of course, while the Roxy Theatre specialized in children's movies. The Roxy was a place to go for a family outing, while the Rendon appealed more to young people or to parents out on dates. The Roxy's neon sign was an iconic feature of downtown Rendon, though it posed some problems during World War II. The people of Rendon feared the possibility of Boeing being bombed, prompting the city government to instate a citywide blackout at night. Irwin Fay had left the theater in the care of his mother while he served as an air raid warden. One night, Fay's mother had accidentally lit up the marquee during a blackout, receiving an angry phone call from her son, who could see the light from miles away. Former employees at the theater also reported frequent run-ins with drunken sailors on leave. Despite this, the Roxy Theatre had its golden years in the 40s and 50s, but by the 60s, its popularity was dwindling. Irwin Fay attributed part of the decline of his theaters to the fact that parents in the 1960s and 1970s would more often drop their kids off at the Roxy to see a movie, rather than seeing the movie together as a family. To celebrate Irwin Fay's 50th anniversary in the theater business in 1975, the Roxy Theater showed the film That's Entertainment, a medley of scenes from various classic musicals of the 1940s and 1950s. In an interview with the Record Chronicle before the event, Fay said, "It'll be good to see something from when they really knew how to make movies," in remembrance of his theater's most successful era. Fay's negative outlook on the film industry led him to sell the Roxy Theater, along with the Rendon, in 1978 to the McRae family. While the McRaes did sell the Rendon to Roger Forbes in 1981, they kept the Roxy and continued to play children's movies there. Because it was not involved in the Rendon v. Playtime Theaters controversy, the McRaes were able to sustain the popularity of the Roxy until the 1990s. In 1998, the theater was purchased by Arif Azar, who began to screen Bollywood movies. The tech boom of the 1990s had created many new jobs that attracted immigrants from India, and the Roxy found success by catering to the growing Indian population in Rendon. The new Roxy was unique, as it was the only theater that specialized in Bollywood films in the area. Azar was very interested in the architecture of the building, particularly the neon sign on the front, and worked to preserve it throughout his time as owner. When he sold the building in 2001, the neon sign was donated to the Rendon Historical Society. The sign depicts a red and green fan with the words Fay's Roxy down the side, and it is now displayed in the Rendon History Museum. Though it is no longer a theater, the building still has the Art Deco architecture that can be seen in many downtown Rendon buildings. Besides the architecture, all of the Fay theaters are a significant part of Rendon's history because they represent the height of Rendon's most prosperous and significant time period.